Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. It's Best in Show, bitches. Is that what you want to start the show with?
You just started it. My name is Keith. Go ahead.
Well, you're supposed to say something.
And to the left of me is the smart one. It's James.
Welcome to Best in Show Radio. Come on now. Come on, everybody. That was a joke. We're really starting the show now. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. I am the aforementioned Keith in the high chair. To the right of me is Chris.
Hi.
To the left of me is James, the smart one.
Why am I the smart one?
Because we talked
about it earlier because you knew something about the ending of Breaking Bad before it happened. We established that you're smarter than me. So you're the smart one. Because if you're smarter than me, and I'm epically smarter than Keith, you're obviously the smart one.
The amazing thing is I'm smarter than both of them, but I'm smart enough to not let them know. Okay, I just whispered that. You're right. Subtitles, please.
The master listens.
If you want to send us a hey guys, send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com.
And we'll listen to you.
We will listen to you. We'll read what you have to say. We'll answer some questions. We'll do whatever you want. I've been told by the...
I would like to interrupt him.
People in charge.
I would like to interrupt him because, no, we won't do whatever you want. We'll just read your emails.
I've been told not to encourage you to send your shopping list to us, although personally, you can send those to keith@bestinshowradio.com and I will do your shopping for you as Chris or James drives me.
Oh, Chris, I can't drive either. I'll drive.
James, you're going to have to drive us. Anyway, speaking of those hey guys, we have a hey guys right here.
Speaking of not being able to drive, got that letter this week telling me your driving privileges have been revoked.
I got a letter saying, hey jackass, you're almost 40 and you still don't have a driver's license. That was from my girlfriend.
It's weird. Didn't she just look across the room and tell you? Why did she have to send you a letter?
I was at work.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Terrence in Woodhaven, which I guess is Queens, New York, says, hey guys, do you think your lives and achievements have impacted the world positively?
Yes. Chris?
No.
Keith? Maybe? You know, it's funny, I was watching this movie, this terrible movie with Winona Ryder and Richard Gere called Autumn in New York.
No, it's called Heathers.
That's right. It was a couple of weeks ago.
No, it's from like 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Sorry. And I was watching it, and there's a scene where, like, I won't give it away. I know you guys hate spoilers on the newest films, but...
Why don't you let 100K review the film for us?
But there's a scene where a doctor has to be airlifted to save somebody. He's like, he's going to perform surgery on a sick person. And so he's at the hospital and the helicopter lands on the roof to fly him to another city. which is a fairly close city, and in case you're wondering about travel and all that. And as I'm watching, I'm thinking, wow, I will never be important enough
to be airlifted
airlifted out of a place. Like, I will never have that level of importance where they need to like airlift me somewhere, or even have send a car for me. Like, I don't think there's ever a time when they're gonna send a car because we need Keith immediately.
Okay, see, yeah. Does that mean your impact on society, for lack of a better term? Or are you not talking about an impact on society? Are you talking about like an impact on a situation? Like, because that's like one situation.
But I think helping a person that, you know, especially a stranger, so to speak, is impacting society positively.
Okay.
But society has held that doctor up to such high regard that he's the one that they have to get the helicopter for. So it's not just one individual person that he's elevated to this level. He's at that level for a reason because of his prior impact.
I'm not suggesting that. I don't think, you know, when you're thinking like impact on society, and you never said the word society in there, or Terrence never did, or did he?
The world, same thing.
Okay, but when I think that, I mean like, I think you're talking about like, what sort of legacy are you going to leave after you're gone? And I don't see a doctor getting airlifted to a place leaving a legacy when he's gone.
He'll have some sort of medical wing named after him. Well,
I'm going to say that 99 out of 100 doctors don't have wings named after them. I'm going to say like maybe 1 out of every 100 do.
But even if...
Well, 1 out of every probably 20,000 get airlifted.
Okay.
But even if he didn't, you know, I still think that a doctor... Is to me that's.
I please don't mistake what I'm saying that I'm somehow downplaying the profession of being involved in medicine in any way. I'm just saying that I don't look at that as like a legacy. I don't see the same legacy.
Well, that specific act isn't one of legacy, but based on the reasons prior to a doctor being airlifted, I'm sure he probably will have some sort of legacy because of...
His body of work to that point?
Yeah, maybe. And his body of work to that point is what allowed him or what identified him as someone that needs to be.
Maybe. But I'll put it this way, and not to take it to so much less of a level, but... At the job that I was just working at, like, I would get calls in the middle of the night and have to run to a place to do something. That, to me, is not... Of course, it's not on the same level as being airlifted someplace and saving a life, but somebody, a company, was depending on me to do something, to resolve something at that point. I don't think that that's, like, an impact on society, though. It was a job. And for the most part, I think a doctor getting brought into work to do his job is a job. Granted, it's a lot more humanitarian of a job, and it's a lot more labor-intensive, and more like there's a lot more skill required for it.
So
I think it's like that's you're playing your part in the world at that point. I don't know that you're necessarily like
you're a cog in the machine.
Exactly.
I mean, but this can be.
I look at like Eli, you know, Eli Whitney. You know, as like, you know, somebody or
he drank gin. Right?
You're talking one in a million people will have that sort of effect.
And Terrence had a different question. World. I'm the one that tied in this scene from the movie because it
made
me think of it.
Your lives and achievements have impacted the world positively? That's actually a lot less than what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
I'm thinking about your achievements being like huge, like you cured AIDS.
No, that's a
or you started AIDS.
Yeah, that's mean.
Or you know, were the first person to slice bread.
And I think mine was also coming from a place of I was associating it with that because
you
I
want to be Richard Gere.
Yes, it wasn't him, but yeah, of being maybe measuring my career or my jobs that I've had against, you know, a job like that. That's probably just where it, you know, came into my head. But as far as achievements impacting positively,
I think at this point I'm still too young to even gauge that.
Positively, now that I've read the email again and see that it says positively, I think you could say whether you've done good.
Of course, I said yes.
Yeah, I said no, but I think overall, yeah.
Well, what it really comes down to is, do you think...
I was thinking bigger.
Well, do you think everyone that you've come across would have been better off or worse off if you were never had contact with them? As a whole, that's what, to me, what that means. I think, yes, I've had a negative impact on plenty of people, but I think I've had a positive impact on more.
But do you think...
I don't think other people's lives would have been better or worse without me. Different. I think it's a wash.
Maybe at certain times, but...
I've definitely been helpful to certain people at certain times that they needed me, but... I've definitely been a piece of garbage at certain times to certain people. I don't think that anyone's life, save for my kid, you know, I don't think anyone's life would be worse without me.
How about the Best in Show followers?
You guys would be doing this show with,
The show wouldn't exist.
That's not true. Keith brought this
up. We wouldn't have... I wouldn't be doing a show here with Keith if it wasn't for you.
You don't know that.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
I wouldn't know James if it wasn't for you.
No, you don't know that. Because you're assuming that your only link to him would be me.
Now we're talking all... But he is. I met him. He was shaving his legs in your shower. Dry, covered in blood when I met him.
And then he put leather pants on shortly after.
And yes, I can't say with certainty or without certainty that I wouldn't have met Keith. But you are that link.
I'm not saying that I am not that link at this point. But based on that, I cannot say that this show would not exist without me. And I also don't know that this world has been affected positively by the existence of this show.
But not the world.
I don't know that this audience has been positively existed. What are we getting?
I will say this.
A handful of people watching this?
That's more important than none.
This may be a brazen thing to say.
But maybe their lives would be better if they weren't wasting the time on this.
We had a listener, and unfortunately...
Keep watching. I'm sorry. I don't know what I just did. I just told our audience to stop watching, essentially.
No, that was good advice. But we had a viewer, he was a listener then, I guess...
It's okay. Go past it. You get past that.
Use your words. We had a listener who told me in a lot of detail about problems he was having, and told you as well, I'm sure. And we won't bring his name up now.
No, say it now.
But he was having a lot of personal problems, and he told me that going back through our back catalog was getting him through a very rough time. So I think we definitely positively affected him. At least for that time. Unfortunately, we haven't heard from him in a while, but...
I feel really badly, because if he told me this, I have no idea who the hell you're talking about.
You may have forgotten about him.
And also, what you're downplaying, too, is, you know, if you did have a positive effect on, say, only four people in your life, but one of those four people went on to have a tremendous effect, you're still partially responsible for that.
I don't know if I...
But again... You don't know necessarily what for, but yes.
You don't
do the chain of niceness thing.
You're getting into the whole butterfly effect thing and then thinking that the only reason they could have is because of you. I don't necessarily buy
into
that.
I'm not giving you that much credit, but I'm saying you're a part of that.
I don't know
that it's not a butterfly effect, but if you...
It is the butterfly effect. Great, it's not saying that I am wholly responsible for it, but you're saying that you're partially responsible. I don't know that. Someone could have been the exact same person or better person having not known me. And again, I'm not...
But that would be different.
I don't know.
Whether it's different for... Maybe there's nothing about them. They wouldn't dress different. They wouldn't eat different. But when you meet somebody and interact with them, that's different than if you didn't.
I don't know that the person is different. The only thing I think is different is that interaction, maybe. I understand theoretically what you're saying. And I'm not contesting it wholeheartedly. But I'm saying that I don't know.
Of course, we can't know anything that we're talking about. So this whole thing is hypothetical.
So that being the case, I can't say.
It is, but there could be, maybe not to us, or maybe we don't have them, but there could be... There are people who know for a fact they have positively affected...
Sure.
people's lives. I just don't know if...
You're one of them?
Yeah, I don't know if I could really say that. And again, you know, you talk about family and friends. Your parents will say it's the greatest thing that ever happened when you were born and, you know, all that. But taking family out of it...
Oh, see, I was just about to say the only ones that I could count on would be family.
Right, because that's obvious.
No, it's not obvious. That's far from obvious.
And it's only one person. And it's only because she's 9 right now. In 5 years, that could totally
but
change.
But it's obvious because of the people in this room, I should say. I don't mean it's obvious, you know, like, yeah. Obviously, you know. Obviously.
But, you know, you say that, I think that my kid will think I'm okay. I think. Her kids, they might think I'm okay. Their kids, they're not even going to know who I am.
You want her kids to think you're okay? Don't be grossed out by licking your spoon.
Solid advice.
Somebody say something.
No.
Come on, come back after the break. Best in Show Radio. Bug Zapper Radio. DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater. HearUsTalk.com. Welcome back to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be, home of Bug Zapper Radio, home of the DJ New Style Show, and home of Truth Time Theater from our friends at Sandwich Humor. During the break, we were talking about which of the emails we were going to go to next, and I started rambling, continuing almost on the topic that we were just going on about, and talking about how nothing matters, and the world is a pointless place, and life you don't matter, and there's your existence, though it may positively affect people, as we were saying earlier, may negatively affect people, in the grand scheme of things, means nothing.
Chris is the optimist.
I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm not saying it in a negative way. It's because it's fun being here, and hanging out here is cool as hell. And I want to be here. I definitely don't want to be dead. You know, I dig it. There's lots of awesome stuff here. Lots of crap stuff, too. But realistically, you're here for that. And it's over. And it's not going to matter tomorrow what anyone's, you know, what you did, what your impact is. But yeah, there's like 10 people that matter. Like, you got your Gandhis, you got your Martin Luther Kings, you got your Junior, of course. You got your, hate Senior, love Junior. I mean, like, you've got a handful, you got John Lennon. You know, like, you have a handful of people that have impact that will last and matter and mean something. Legacy. The same word that I kept buzzing on about before. You got your Ric Flairs, you know, like the people that really make a difference and matter. But for the most part, it's just the regular drudgery. And you're just going through it, and that's it. Make the best of it while you're here.
Well, you know, I was...
Can I take my shirt off?
Yes, I wish you would.
Because I don't know why I thought wearing a sweater indoors was a good idea. So I'm going to be... I'm going to try and be a neighborhood tough this week. What's up, guys?
I was reading the H.G. Wells book.
World Means Nothing. Look at that muscle.
The Time Machine, recently. I just finished. I read it the other day, and I don't know what made me take it out. What?
Or did you?
No.
I'm trying to remember the book. The last time I read it, I was probably 11 years old.
Oh, see, I didn't know if it... I know it's considered a classic, but I thought maybe more people had seen that movie than had read it. I didn't know if it was, you know...
I didn't see the movie.
But, yeah, I didn't either. But I read the book, and, you know, he keeps... Like, I don't want to give anything away, but it's 100 years old, so, you know...
Spoiler alert.
Feel free to give it away.
So, he keeps going forward, and the bulk of it takes place in, like, the year 800,000 or something. and the human race has evolved into like a strange kind of non-human thing. And then, what's it?
I love that this episode, the first segment started with Keith recapping a scene from a movie years old, and then the second segment starts with him recapping a book that's 100 years old. I love it.
I'm going chronologically here.
Book reports and movie reports by Keith. Sorry, continue.
Oh, I read this book, The Bible, the other day. Have you read that?
Oh, sweet.
So, as he keeps going forward, like, at one point, the human race is basically gone. And what I started thinking is, you know, when you think long term, you know, you hear people talk about, you know, preserving things for generations down the road. And it just became so obvious to me that this is not going to last. Like, this humanity is going to be long gone. And probably every living creature, for that matter, except for maybe, like, you know, microorganisms, pretty much going to be long gone at some point. Like, this planet's going to be destroyed. I mean, it's probably going to be destroyed by something else, like an asteroid or something else colliding with it at some point down the line.
Okay.
You know, like, I think the chances of that not happening are probably very slim. And you know, it may be years and years. It may be, like, 2-3 years from now.
Right. Okay, so... So, under the premise that because everything will end, because everything does
I'm not
end.
Even saying that because it just, it made me think of that, because people often talk about, like, you know, what will, how will humanity evolve? What will be, okay, be like but, this year's...
But still, using that buzzword that I keep doing, legacy, why wouldn't you want to leave something behind for people from other worlds to ever discover here?
Oh, see, I don't think there's going to be anything to discover.
If it blows up, there's not going to be shrapnel and debris that could fly to Mars?
And I'm not saying it shouldn't be made better for anyone who's here. Notice I didn't say people. For anyone who's here now, I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't positively impact anyone that's here now. Because, you know, all we know is this. All we're going to know is this. So, you know, basically...
You guys are both just nuts.
Wait, what do you mean? Time out. Time out. Before nuts. Before you tell me how nuts he is, what do you mean?
No, you too.
I know, but before, I want to understand what he says there. What do you mean all we're going to know is...
All we're going to know is this, what we know right now.
And, what
and
do
then
you
when
know,
we're dead, it's going to be over.
And what you know right now, is it the same thing as what you knew 10 years ago?
No, when I say no, I don't mean the level of knowledge I've
okay.
attained. What I mean is the only consciousness I'm most likely going to experience is this.
Oh,
so,
okay. Like no afterlife. Fine.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you're not going to want to, like, you know, so if you go and hurt someone else, like, you're taking
Mike
away their ability to enjoy it the same way.
And Raul.
I was thinking afterlife, but I thought making a joke about the speed metal band I used to be in made no sense.
But left a legacy.
Can I point to the link of you singing on stage?
Nope.
No, okay,
you can point, but there's nothing there.
But even that, see, that just made me think now. Say if you're in a
but
band.
I pointed to the afterlife. It doesn't exist.
Just say you're in a band. But right here. Sandwich. With a dude who's now touring the world. Granted... You're not responsible for it, but you're in a band with him for a long time.
Yes, I was.
And you don't think being in that band had some sort of impact on him that could have possibly led him to kind of continue wanting to do what he does, and now he's playing for people in other continents? I'm not saying directly your... I think you guys are going way too deep into my direct... Something that I did, you know, had this great impact and it changed. I don't think that's... I think you're getting way off base. That's not what a legacy is.
Or what's a legacy?
Anything that's passed on to the next generation. Anything.
Such as?
A song.
Okay.
A value or something you taught somebody.
But wouldn't it have to be retained or consumed... Or used in order for it to be a legacy. If I write 36 songs and record an album that no one ever listens to,
but you're saying no one ever heard of any songs you.
No, if.
But yeah, of course, everything is if. Nothing happens if.
But listen to what I'm saying. If no one listens to it, is it a legacy?
No.
Okay.
Because it wasn't passed on. Like, I can write 1,000 songs, leave them in a vault in my house, and when I die, they self-destruct. That's not a legacy.
It's a weird vault. You should get a better vault than that. It shouldn't make things
blow up. It's a smart vault.
No, I think if you're taking the idea of legacy to mean this grandiose thing, and it's not.
Well, I will say this much. As somebody that started recording music a lot, you know, and at this age, at 39 or whatever, I guess I was 38.
You're 39?
Yes, I am.
Ew.
That's gross, right? I'm the boy.
You're 38?
Well, for a little while longer, yeah.
You're 38?
Yeah.
Oh. 29.
For years, I just, you know, messed around and did stupid stuff and would record demos once in a while and do shows, but for the most part...
Mommy?
Okay.
Glenn Danzig, is he some great humanitarian? Does he have a legacy? Sure he does.
He definitely does.
Don't say a brutality.
He doesn't have to, you did.
but again...
He definitely does have a legacy.
And would they be, you know, and again... Fans of, you know, Metallica.
Well, this is the point I'm
making. And I know you hate me, but the impact that Danzig had on the guys of Metallica turned into this.
Yeah.
And again.
But you're talking about huger things. You're talking about Danzig and the Misfits and Metallica. You're not talking...
I'm talking about where it starts. Do you think...
So you think the next Howard Stern... is coming from the fact that I was here on this show and influenced this show's ability to exist.
How do you know it's not a possibility?
I'm not suggesting it's not a possibility, but I will suggest it's not a probability.
No. But what if someone who watches starts their own podcast and has 30 followers?
Is that not
a legacy?
Yes, it is. If Kick the Can Radio was still being done by...
Zombie?
Was that Zombie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always get Zombie and the other one confused. What's the other kid's name?
Didn't we get Zombie in trouble with his church or something?
Probably.
Positive. No,
and that's all it is passing an idea, a thought, anything on to someone who runs with it. And whether it's successful or not, it's still a legacy.
Well, let me ask you this. This is the reason I brought up making music is because... Look, I'm not at this age making music because I'm gonna get signed. Like,
of course
I'm
not. None of
this
us.
This is the point of doing.
I would have never added my guitar parts for you to throw out to that record if getting signed wasn't the goal. It's a waste of my time. What else would I play?
It's for the sake of fun, and it sounds so corny to say.
Oh God, fun? Is that what you call that?
Well, for me it was.
But why would
to torture me?
So why would you care if the guitar parts aren't there if you had this idea that it wouldn't get to anyone or no one would hear it?
Well, I'm not suggesting no one would hear it.
But then that's
what.
That's the beginning or the potential to have a legacy of any sort.
Okay. I'm not contesting anything that you're saying.
Why are you being so hostile?
I'm not.
Look at your shoulders, you're all...
If you were to...
took your shirt off.
He's a tough one.
To intimidate.
Now, if you go back and watch this entire segment of the program, I suggest you all do, the only person whose voice got raised this entire time is you.
Of course it is.
So we're not the ones being aggressive.
Yes, you are.
He's not being aggressive. You're the aggressive one here. No. Look, I'll talk in my Keith voice now. All right, that was a little passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that. I was only suggesting when you brought up the concept that this show wouldn't exist and you and he wouldn't be anything together if I wasn't here. I don't know that I can agree with that. And the same way you're telling me that you can't know if this legacy isn't going to start from this, you can't know that you and him couldn't have done it. That's all I said.
But it doesn't matter because it is the reason.
Okay. I was addressing the fact that you said it wouldn't. That's it.
What? It wouldn't. I'm saying the reason I'm here and I know Keith is because I know you. That's it.
Correct.
And you're going to hypothetically erase you, but that doesn't make a difference. The fact is, the path that got me here...
But what if I wasn't here?
But do you think... Do you think
my blood pressure would be a little bit lower?
Do you think...
No, we don't think
that. I understand that you both desperately don't want me to be able to make this point that I've been trying for 15 minutes.
But well, this is
sorry. It's the Keith show. He has to do a segment about this great thing that happened on the King of Queens last week. What do you got?
Do you think that if... See, the kids can listen to the show. It's fine. Don't let them watch, though.
One time, Deborah Winger did...
I haven't gotten to her yet. She's got 80s. Do you think if you write a song or do a podcast, whatever, do you believe in that? Like I said, it sounds corny. That thing, if one person got enjoyment out of it, then you did something, then it was worth it?
Oh, yes. Sure. Yes.
You do? Okay. Because sure. I believe that too. And I don't get me wrong. I'm not saying any song I write or anything I say in the show is ever going to give anyone enjoyment. Maybe it will,
Keith,
maybe it won't.
Don't be stupid. There are tons of people that love Manwich. There are tons of people that love the song Manwich by the Church of Man Love, your old band. There are.
But I stole that song from you.
Regardless, you did something that gave people pleasure.
So that's the other person's legacy, is that song.
What did they do? Well, steal their
idea. No, whatever you stole, you already did.
Oh, that's right.
Was it like,
Taco Bell.
Okay. Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
I would go crazy for nachos right now. Still. Make them next.
That was because of last week.
That was because of me.
Can I not say the cocky socks thing this week? Can you say it?
Cocky socks. Steamroller. Roll over your face. 88. Peace. Peace out.
We'll see you guys on the radio.
See you guys on the radio.
For our buddy Nick. He's the one that said that.
Flip out on the other side. This is Rosario Dawson. You're listening to Best in Show Radio, loving it live.
I gotta find that clip. I gotta find that clip to put it at the end of
Rent.
The show.
Buy it. On the Amazon Hear Us Talk link.
HearUsTalk.com/Amazon.
That one, too. Stop looking at me. I'm done saying things.
Nice job. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think Keith did for the end of the show?
I'll give him a solid 7.
I just convinced someone else that knows they also have no ability to not subject their podcast onto the world.
Oh, awesome. So you positively affected the world. I, by wearing a tank top without muscles and trying to flex, I've convinced people to wear sweaters more often.
Okay. Please stop the camera.
I'm going to stop it well before any of this.
No, I'm not.
Entertaining talk radio. Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.